gonna praise the Lord. I'm gonna praise the Lord. I'm gonna praise the Lord. Now, we're gonna sing that one more time. We're gonna sing that one more time. Thank you. And I want you to praise the Lord however you choose to praise the Lord. If you want to sit there and just look pretty and you're praising the Lord, then just sit there and look pretty. But if God's done something great for you, you ought to have a praise in your heart where you can demonstrate. Now, I don't know whether it's because I put it out on social media what I was preaching about today, but there is a powerful anointing of praise and worship that's in this place this morning. We're going to sing that one more time, then I'm going to get to preaching. I'm not going to preach long today, so don't worry about the clock. We got everything under control. But God's going to do great things today. Brian Mosley didn't get a good report, but God's to give his report. We got others here sick today that need healing. We got people that's had marital problems that came to church today believing God for healing. I believe in God's going to do a work in this building today. One more time.
All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. Crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain.
Been good to you. Would you just give a big shout to the Lord this morning? Give a big shout to the Lord this morning. Moment, you can go back to your seat, those of you worshiping. Mickey and I were sitting together last night at the house, and we built a fire, and it was just she and I talking about the service today, and I hit a clip, and it was a lady talking about how good God had been. She said her cupboard was empty, and she said, I went to pray, and she said, I got to pray, and I was praying so loud, I'm sure they heard me up and down the street. And she said, all of a sudden, God told her, said, go to your front door. And so she went to her front door a few hours later, and there was a bunch of groceries just piled at her front door. And she just started screaming up and down the block, God did it, God did it, God did it. And there was an atheist over in the bush. He said, God didn't do nothing. Said, I went and bought those groceries because I knew you'd give all the glory to God. He said, now what do you think about that? She said, God did it, God did it, God did it. He said, well, let me explain to you again. Nobody brought these groceries but me. I'm an atheist. I want to let you know that God didn't answer your prayer, that I did this. What do you think about that? God did it, God did it, God did it. He said, well, how do you explain that, ma'am? He said, well, here's my answer. God did it, and he made the devil pay for it. I don't care how it's done. God did it. God did it. God did it. I'm going to praise him however it's got done. I'm going to magnify his name for however it's got done. He's been so good. 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 Last night I was walking in prayer. I was just walking up and down the front of this place, praying over everything for this morning. And I just began to say, Bible, bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be in my mouth continually. I must have said it 4 or 5 times, and I got to my seat, and I sat down, and Keith Skluzacek, now mind you, God used Keith Skluzacek. He came down and sat down beside me. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He opened his Bible. He said, I was reading that verse when you start saying what you were saying. I said, well, what's the verse? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be in my mouth continually. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to praise the Lord. Well, I'm not feeling good. Praise the Lord anyhow. Psalm 103 and 1. Bless the Lord at all times, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm going to preach on the power of praising and blessing God. If you don't mind, turn the house lights a little brighter. And if this church would one more time clap your hands and give a shout of praise to God. That's good. Thank you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. And Jesus led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them. He ascended and he was carried up into heaven, which they show at Messiah. They worshiped him and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Here's the scripture I like. And they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. We have just ended a week ago one of the greatest meetings in the history of the apostolic church. This great local church, you dedicated people, you consecrated godly, holy people, you unbelievable music department. Y'all gave yourselves of 24/7 for that week, and we saw God move in a powerful, powerful way. We heard some of the greatest preaching that we've ever heard. If you did not get to hear Mickey Mangan, you owe it to yourself to go to the web and watch Mickey Mangan's message. It will change your life. We witnessed some of the most powerful supernatural demonstration of the Holy Ghost since the apostolic church dispensation 23 years ago. When Jesus there stood, he blessed the people. He was carried up into heaven. Not only did they worship him, but they returned with great joy to Jerusalem to magnify and bless the Lord. Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of Luke, and he also wrote the book of Acts. He concludes the book of Luke. And when he concludes, if you want to see how he keeps writing, you can look at the first chapter of the book of Acts, because where Luke ends, the book of Acts begins. He wrote both of those books, of course, under the anointing and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus ascends into heaven, but he says, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. I am not going to take the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven lightly. Rather, he sent something back for us. For not only did he ascend, he turned around and descended. But it was in the power of the Holy Ghost. When there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there were over 3,000 filled with the Holy Ghost that day. Most were filled and refilled. So today, as bishop, as your preacher, I'm going to tell you, we have never worshiped him or praised him as fervently and unceasingly as we possibly can. I asked God in prayer last night. I didn't sleep much last night because I had this message on me. And it wasn't a heavy burden message. It was a joyful message, but that I could get it across to you. Because I know what the power of worship and praise can do. David, whether he was a shepherd boy or whether he was the greatest king who ever sat on the throne of Israel, he was called the sweet singer of Israel. He wrote most of the Psalms in Israel's songbook. Listen to what he said. 145 and 10 of Psalms. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints. Let's read that together. All thy works. I'm a saint. Mickey doesn't think so sometimes, but I'm still a saint. I'm a saint. And he said, and the saints shall bless thee also. If you are a saint, you do not have a right to not praise and bless the Lord. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how holy you may look in your dress. If you don't praise and worship God, you're not a saint. If you're a saint, you're going to bless the Lord. If you've been saved, you're going to bless the Lord. So would all the saints give a praise to God? You may be seated. Psalm 95 and 2. Boy, you with me today. Let's go. Let's have church. Those don't like it, they can just wait till they get to heaven, Lord, to take care of them. Because when they get there, it's going to be loud. I'm going to show you that today. If you don't like it loud down there, you're not going to be happy in heaven because it's going to be loud. 95 and 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Make a joyful noise with singing. Sing unto the Lord. Sing when you don't feel like singing. Sing when you know you can't sing like me. Sing anyway. Just sing. I got a song in my heart and I'm going to get it out. I'm going to sing my song. I'm going to praise my God. And the devil doesn't like that kind of praise. Psalm 104 and 5. Everybody say, the Lord commands to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his and be thankful unto him. And bless his name. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And then it tells us why. Thank you for going there. For the Lord is good. Question for you. Is the Lord still good? Is his mercy everlasting? Does his truth endure forever? Then you can't stop praising God. If he's not merciful, maybe you can quit praising God. If the truth hadn't come to generation, maybe you can stop praising God. If the Lord isn't good, maybe you can quit praising God. But as long as he is good, and as long as his mercy is everlasting, and as long as his truth endureth forever, you better have some kind of praise on your lips. You better have some kind of praise in your heart. I'm looking far today. I can see some of you just clap your hands. Because praise is the highest occupation of angels. Heaven is one great choir of praise, ceasing day and night. The cherubims and the seraphims unceasingly adore him. I came in prayer meeting last night, and my mother, who doesn't see a whole lot of things. She moves in the spirit and walks in the spirit, but I don't know that I've ever seen her seeing a bunch of angels all the time. And she came to me in that seat where Keith came to me. She said, I want to tell you what I saw. When I walked in this place tonight, she said, I saw this place full of seraphims and cherubims, and they were praising God. And I said, Mother, that makes me so happy. But I want to continue the story. There's no angel in heaven that's going to outpraise me. There's no angel that's never been delivered. An angel who's never had their sins washed away. An angel whom the Lord came to earth for man, not for an angel. If an angel for whom the Lord did not die for is around that throne crying, holy, 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 then me, who was a lost sinner that was down in the bondage of the pits of hell, and he reached down there and he picked me out of the miry clay, then I got a right to praise the Lord. I got a right to dance. I got a right to shout. I got a right to magnify his name. Revelation 4 and 5 is the worship scene when you get to heaven. If you want to see what it's going to look like as soon as you get to heaven, go home and read Revelation 4 and 5. I believe we're raptured in Revelation 4 and 1. If you believe otherwise, you have a right to be wrong. But I believe that we're raptured in Revelation 4 and 1. Some believe we're going through all the tribulation. That's not my belief, but I don't care when it is. That's why I don't debate anybody on whether it's mid or post or pre. Not going to get into all that. Got souls to save. Don't have time to argument. Here's the main thing. Whether it's pre, whether it's the middle, or whether it's at the end, I'm going to make the rapture. That's all that matters. Only thing that matters is that you're ready. Revelation 4 and 8, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. And they're saying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and which is and is to come. Revelation 5, 11 and 12, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. They hadn't been redeemed. And the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times, 10,000s and thousands of thousands. And they were saying with a what kind of voice? Get loud. They were saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. See, power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Then you jump over to Revelation 19, 4 and 6. After Babylon has fallen and the great tribulation has ended, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down, and they worshiped God that sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. And this is what they heard. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings. They were saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. It was loud. It was thundering. It was shouting. And they were screaming, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I know who I'm preaching to today. I don't know every one of you. I don't know every situation. But I know some in this room that's going through divorce. I know some in this room like Brian that got a bad report. I know some in this room that your back's against the wall. I know some in this room that you felt like throwing your hands up and giving up. I know some in this room that's saying, God is nowhere near me. I have come to tell you, in the midst of all that negative thinking, all you have to do is begin to praise God and begin to worship God. If praise is the highest occupation of angels, there must be some powerful, vital reason for people to praise the Lord. If heaven considers it important to maintain a course of praise unceasingly, day and night. It must be supremely effective and powerful in producing desired results. Praise and thanksgiving are something more than just a little religious form. It is the most healing, delivering, rewarding of all things that you will ever do. I will take the Bible. I will prove it to you. I know we lay hands with oil on the sick and they shall recover. But I'm going to preach one of the greatest healing things for you in the next 20 minutes, if you will allow me. It will work in your home. It will work if you're stressed. It will work if you have strain on you. I'm going to tell you, it will work if you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. There is nothing like praising God. It will dispel your self-pity. It will take away your sensitivity. It will take away our crazy feelings that we're always getting hurt all the time. It'll take away our anger. It will take away our hostility. If you will open your mouth when you don't feel like opening your mouth. If you will take your hands when you don't feel like clapping your hands. If you will take your feet when you don't feel like taking your feet, and you'll say in the middle of it all, I will praise you. 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 It dispels self-pity. It'll get rid of all that hostility you've had on side of you. You cannot praise God and sulk at the same time. You can't praise God and be telling everybody all the bad things that's going on in your life. Somebody said, well, the Bible says confess your sins. The Bible doesn't say confess your sins. The Bible says confess your faults. You can go tell people your faults, but you need to tell Jesus your sins. You got to go around and tell everybody how bad you've been or what all you've done. If you want to testify about it, good, but you ain't got to go tell everybody all that junk. Just tell them, hey, I got faults. I've made mistakes. I've messed up. But me and my sin, between me and my God, it ain't none of your business. I'm going to praise God anyway. I got a little anointed and mad on that one right there. I got to ask God. I'll go home and take communion over that. You letting too much condemnation get in your life. You letting too many things take over you. You make one mistake, you get down, the devil beats you up. We ain't going to have that. We're going to let the devil know we're going to praise him in the midst. Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, I stumble and fail. Yes, I stump my toe, but I still got a right to praise the Lord. How many loves to pray? Would you raise your hand? Nothing like prayer. This is why my father, myself, and now Pastor Gentry pushes prayer so hard. Come by the church every day. Just sign it. Pray. Get your prayer ship. Why? Because prayers are going to end. When the rapture takes place, you don't pray in heaven. Prayers are over. Go ahead, figure it out. I mean, what do you need to pray for when you're in heaven? But praise doesn't end. So you need to do them both. But just praying ain't gonna get it done. When you pray, you ought to be praising. When you pray your prayer shift, you ought to be praising. We ought to petition God for what we need, but when we get through asking, you need to back up and say, now, you hadn't answered yet, but I'm going to praise you for what you're going to do. I'm going to praise you for answering my prayer. I'm going to praise you for... I see Aunt Babel over here. I see her clapping her hands. She buried her husband Friday. That's not easy, but she's here with a praise in her heart. When you bury your loved one, you keep on praising. When you lose my daddy, you keep on praising. When you're going through the valley, you keep on praising. When you're on the mountaintop, you keep on praising. If the devil gets you praise, he's got you. But if you keep on praising, you got him. Bible said God dwells. God sits, God lives, God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise and his presence have a mutual affinity. They work hand in hand. Now, the Bible said, though you make your bed in hell, God's still there. That's pretty strong, isn't it? No matter where you go, God's there. Whenever you're doing something you know ain't right, just look over your shoulder, he's there. But he's there in presence only. But when you praise him, he's not just there. That other presence is a benign presence, him just there. But when you praise him, he's there. He's right in the middle of it all. He's got that situation under control. Where there is joyful praise, he is dynamically beneficially giving his Shekinah glory and manifest presence. That's why in Psalm 22 and 3 we're told, God inhabits, he dwells, he sits in adoration and reverence when you give it to him. That's where he sits. When you praise God, when this choir and this music was a-going and this church was giving some of the greatest praise we've given in a long time, this is where God was. And when you get God here, that's when miracles happen. So if we want miracles to happen, if we want healings to happen, we got to praise the Lord. His presence always, when you praise God, expels the devil. He cannot operate in the divine presence of the Holy Ghost. The devil is allergic to praise. Say it again. The devil, Pastor, you're still on sin. I hadn't felt like, okay, sit there then. But let me tell you what. The devil is allergic to praise. So when we do what we're doing now and what we were doing while they were singing, he's tied up. He's paralyzed. He can't do nothing. You got him bound. Well, the devil's been, the lady used to testify, the devil's been after me all day, bless his holy name. We said some of the craziest things, didn't we? Devil's been after me all day, bless his holy name. Well, if the devil's been after you all day, curse his name. This is what you need to do. Devil, you've been here long enough. Devil, you've tormented me with this long enough. Devil, you've come against me with this long enough. I'm not going to cast you out. I've tried that. You still hang around sometimes. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I got a right to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My daddy used to praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him till the sun goes. I'm going to praise him. You tie the devil up. You bind the devil. The secret of overcoming faith is praise. Praise produces the atmosphere of faith. You can have faith, but if you don't have praise and faith, you're not going to get anything done. Your faith is activated by your praise. You have faith that it's going to be done. You pray that it's going to be done. Then you back up and get after it and start praising God. I've heard people say, Pastor, devil's just been beating me up, and he has me too. He has me too. I mean, devil just tears us all up. I would just love to take my wrath out on the devil. You can. The way you take your wrath out on the devil is this way. Jesus, you're the mighty God. You're the everlasting Father. You robed yourself in flesh, and you came to this earth. And you suffered 39 stripes for our healing. They put a crown on your head, the blood flowed, and God, you suffered all that blood for me. And now I want to tell you, for my salvation, my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And now I want to tell you what, God, I'm just going to give you a big praise right now for the things you've done. That's how you take your wrath out on the devil. You want to get the devil? Praise God. You want to get back at what he's been doing to you? Praise God. It is the most powerful, devastating weapon you have in your arsenal. Praise assures that victory will come. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with praise. Now, I'm going to cross some of your theology, but if I hadn't made you mad yet, then I'll just finish it off here. There are seven acts of praising in the Bible. There's the praising in the dance. When you go home, Google the praises in the Bible. It'll give you these seven. I got this off of Google. But I backed it up with the Bible. One way of praising God is with the dance. Some of us just aren't dancers. Some of you will never be dancers, and that's fine. One other one, second one, is sing loud. Now that's something you can do. It didn't say on key. It just said sing loud. So when they're up here singing, open your mouth and scream. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sing loud. We're praising. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done. Jesus, I'll never forget what. Sing loud. Let's become a loud singing church. You got Bible for that. Get that microphone. Tell somebody up here you need a microphone and sing. The third way to praise him is kneeling. You can kneel and praise the Lord. It's in the Bible. Fourth way of praising, lifting up holy hands. You got 10 fingers, 2 hands, put them in the air. He said, lift up holy hands. You're giving praise to me. Hey, Lord, it's me. It's me. Never will I forget the longest day I live when the hurricane hit New Orleans. And the water was up to the roof of those houses. And that next day, news media wanted to take our dad's plane down and do photography. And they got permission somehow, and the FAA let them in. And never will I forget when I asked, can I go with you? And they said, yes. And I got in the back seat of our plane. The pilot was flying, and the photographer, the newsman, was there. And we went over those houses, and I saw people on those roofs with white handkerchiefs and sheets, and they were waving them. And there I was at 3,000 feet in a 210, and I couldn't do one thing about it. I couldn't throw food to them. I didn't have anything. They were waving like this. And I said, if they're doing that to spare their earthly life, what kind of man should I be trying to get God's attention for a miracle for my life? That's why I came here today with you. I have to have some miracles in my life and in our family. And I've come here with my white handkerchief, and I'm looking up to God and say, here we are, God. But the difference between me and him in that 210, I couldn't do nothing. But if you can do that today, he can do something. He can take care of your situation. He can take care of your problem. He can work you through that situation. So we got praise him in the dance. Everybody say that's one. Singing loud. Kneeling. Three. Lifting hands. Clap your hands. That's Bible. That's Bible. Clap. Come on, balcony. Clap your hands. You got some Bible for that. There you go. Clap your hands, all your people. Number 6 is shout. It's okay. They think we're crazy, always have. But it's Bible. Go to their place and you can't hear, and you hear a pin drop. And you've been redeemed by the blood and you can't say amen in church. Come on, let's figure out who's crazy here. He died for your sin. You can't say amen, at least an amen. Yeah. He died for me, folks. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been set free. I got a right to praise the Lord. Bunch of holy rollers, bunch of unholy rollers. I got a right to praise God. He saved my soul. He redeemed my life. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I was on my way to hell, but now I'm on my way to heaven. Can you say amen about that? And that seventh one is bowing, just bowing. That's why those Jews at the Holy Wall, they go there, they bow. Hey, 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 hey. I don't know what they're saying, but they're praying that. They're reading those books. Hey, 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 hey. I watched my daddy and buddy. He would never let an Old Testament Jew get ahead of a New Testament Jew. And they were at that wall, and they were going, hey, 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 hey. My daddy had that hat on. The next thing I knew, he put that hat down beside him. He is at that wall, and he said, I praise you, God. Hey, 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 hey. And they were talking in a language I didn't understand. And then he started talking in a language I didn't understand. And I was just standing there listening to both of them talking to something. Didn't know what they're saying. But my daddy was there saying, no, Old Testament Jew is going to get ahead of a New Testament Jew. And there's nobody in this room. However, if you pray in bowing, if you pray in sitting down, if you pray in clapping your hands, lifting your hand, if you praise him kneeling, if you pray in bowing, if you praise him any other way, then you ought to praise him whatever seven you choose from. You better find one of them that you praise the Lord in. Either bow, sing loud, kneel, lift up holy hand, clap your hand, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. You better be in that list. David said, it's going to be in my mouth at all times. I will praise him. I will bless the Lord from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord shall be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all of his benefits. We bless the Lord, but sometimes we forget his benefits. If you remember his benefits, it won't be hard for you to praise the Lord, who hath forgiven all of thy iniquities. Your sins are forgiven. He hath healeth all thy diseases. Anybody ever been healed here? Shout hallelujah. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He said, if you will praise me, I will renew your strength. You may not go all the way back to your youth, but when you praise the Lord, your strength will be strengthened, and you will have a streak like you've never had when you praise the Lord. One of the last acts of King David, and I'm about done, before his death, was the organization of a farmer program. He got 4,000 men in the morning, and he got 4,000, listen to this, women in the evening. And they had one job to do. That was to praise the Lord. So 4,000 in the morning and 4,000 in the evening. He said, you got one calling, and that's to praise the Lord. I didn't call you to teach a Bible study in the morning. I'm not going to call you to teach a Bible study right now. There's a time for Bible studies, and they got to have them in the morning. We got to have them in the evening. But before you teach a Bible study in the morning or before you teach a Bible study in the evening, I'm asking you to lift your voice, all thousands of you, and praise the Lord. And those Old Testament Jews, they lifted their voices and they magnified and praised God continually. And if they did it in the old, I'm going to do it in the new. I'm going to give him everything I got. Praise is the highest form that you can give. Deb called me yesterday, and she said, our neighbors have been watching our life, and they want to come over. She had texted us early in the day and said they want to ask some questions. And so they came over, and they asked some questions. And when they got through asking those questions, yesterday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, somewhere in there, Brian and Deb baptized both of them in the name of Jesus. That's what praise and worship do. They know about it. They want you. My great father, man, I wish you could have known my father. Those of you who didn't know my father, there's one who goes more of me, is much mightier than I. His shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He was an unbelievable man. There'll never be another G.A. Mangan outside of Jesus Christ. He's the greatest human being ever walked on planet Earth. I told you last week or the week before, when he walked in a room, you fell on your face. But he originated 24/7 in 1972. And if God will help Bishop and Pastor, we're going to keep that going. Organized prayer every week. But he did something else. 1 week a year, or one time during a year, probably 4 or 5 years in between, but one time, he had what he called a praise session. And he put us, that was down 16th and Day, and he got the Bible. And he had us read the Bible all the way through. So we signed up for when we'd read. And we'd come. I'd go there. I remember when I was a younger teenager. In fact, one time was when Merle and John was here with us, which means it had been when I was 10 or 11, 12 years old. And we had a lady named Aunt Lucy. And Aunt Lucy was something special, but she was special in that church. And she was it was her time of reading. She was reading her section, and she'd gotten all those names that you can't even pronounce. And she was just saying, "Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, yeah, and that's his name, and that name, yeah, I don't know that name, Lord." And then she'd just start praising God. She said, "Oh, Lord." And Daddy would have us read the Bible through every week, reading the Bible through, and Aunt Lucy and those that come, I'd get up there and read at 10, and I'd stand there, hardly read, but I'd stand there, and we read the Bible through 24/7, Rocky. We start at midnight just like we do our old prayer shifts. We'd start at midnight, and we'd take shifts until we read this Bible totally through in a week. This church has been a Bible reading, praying, and praising church. And we're not going to get to the end and become some stoic cold that all you want to do is sit around. We need to be taught. Everybody say, "I got to be taught." Teaching is so important. You got to be taught. It's so important. But we're not going to sit here and let teaching just take over this church and us just become a bunch of monuments sitting there looking, listening, and getting our ears feeling, our hearts feel. We're going to be praising people. In fact, if you're being taught the Word of God, you can't praise Him. I don't know what kind of word you're being taught. Because when the Word being taught, there ought to be a hallelujah. There ought to be a shout. Mickey, I know you're holding something very precious, but would you pass her off to your mother? I want you to come up here. I got a thought on me. I want you to come up here with me. I've been tried singing. They got a little happy, but I think you can help me. Come on, Mickey. Hurry, Nikki. Get her up here. Isn't she pretty? It's choir, and these praise singers, we used to sing a song. And I can't remember everything, but it would say something like, "For every mountain
you've brought me over, for every trial you've seen me through, for every blessing,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
for this
I give you praise."
I want that verse again.
"For every mountain."
Now, there you go. Get anointed now. Come on.
"You've brought me over."
For every mountain. Everybody had a mountain? Praise Him for that mountain. Get on your feet just a moment. Praise Him for that mountain.
Amen.
Listen to Bishop. Listen to me. Everybody said, "Well, you can say to that mountain, be thou cast, be thou moved." You can.
Amen.
But you don't cast every mountain out of the way. There's some mountains He intends you to climb. You can have all the faith you want to have, but there's some mountains He put in your life that you're supposed to climb. So when you ask that mountain to be removed and it doesn't go anywhere, just start climbing it. God's with you. God's hands upon you. God's anointing is with you. Climb that mountain. Anybody had any mountains you've had to climb? For
every trial you...
Wait, let's go back to that mountain.
For every mountain.
I praise you, God.
You brought me over.
Don't play. You're out of key over there. I can't get in key with that thing. Just hold on. You can play in a minute. For every mountain. Well, I'm a mountain. For every mountain.
You brought me over.
It's me. For every mountain. For every mountain. For every mountain. For all of those mountains. For the Rocky Mountains that you brought me over. For all of those mountains you brought me over. For every mountain. The next one.
For every trial.
For every. For every trial.
You've seen me through.
You've seen me through.
Yes.
For every mountain.
Mountain.
You brought me over. For every trial. That you've seen
you've
me through.
Seen me through.
You brought me through it. I didn't think when I was in that valley, I didn't think I was coming out of it. I was so depressed and I was so down.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But you brought me through. My wife had left me. My husband had left me. I didn't know if my marriage was going to make me, but you brought me through. Now I'm happy. Now I got my family. I didn't know if I was going to survive it, but you brought me through. For every mountain, for every trial,
you've seen me through. For every blessing,
for every blessing. Oh my God, I've been blessed over and abundantly. He healed my body of double pneumonia.
Yes.
He allowed me to pastor this great church for 41 years.
Yes.
I've been blessed. He gave me Mickey.
Yes.
He gave me my kids. He gave
yes.
me my grandkids.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing.
Every blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For this.
This. For every mountain, for every valley, for every blessing, for this I give you praise. And for 1 minute, will you praise the Lord just as hard and as loud and as strong as you can praise Him? There you go. Come on. Wait, one more thing. One more thing. Hold just a minute. We're going to do this one more time. And I promise you, I'm going to let you go one more time. But Jehoshaphat had the Moabites, the Amorites, and one more ite. There were three of those ites that was coming after him. And they didn't have the men to match them. They were already in the valley waiting on him. And God spoke to him and said, put your swords down. Put your shields down. Well, what am I going to do? I want you to get you some singers. I want you to get you some quartets and trios and soloists. I want you to get this great band we got. I want you to get the Messiah singers. And I want you to get to singing and blessing God. And the Bible said that Jehoshaphat, they prayed all night. And the next morning they got up and they got Mickey Mangan. And they got, I shouldn't have started naming. I'm just going to stop at Mickey. I was getting ready to name some more. But they got Mickey Mangan. And they got all these other singers. And they started singing their song coming down that mountain. And the Bible said that the Ammonites and the Moabites and the other ite turned on one another with their swords and they killed each other. Israel didn't have to raise one sword when they praised the Lord. And if you will get a praise in your heart today, you won't have to raise that sword. You won't have to fight that battle. You won't have to come against that circumstance. Ushers, lock the door because we're going to praise God just a minute. If you can get as close as you can get, fine. Balcony, if you'll get on that rail, we're going to give God one praise like he hadn't heard. Give me just a moment. Come quickly if you would. That's it. Get as close as you can get. You need something from God, get close.
You've seen me through.
Hey, let me tell you something great. I may have already told you. Do you know while I was preaching today, they were baptizing people in Jesus' name. Isn't that just wonderful? Shout about that. While I was preaching. Singing this song, so stay ready. Then we're gonna go home. But everybody knows this lady. This is an unbelievable lady right here. Yes. This is an unbelievable lady. What's her number one song? Don't you sing? What's her number one song? Oh, you know, Waymaker. 35 million views. Don't forget her song. How about some of them things that say in Waymaker? Talking that mic, you like Mickey, you're not allergic to it, go.
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're moving. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it.
Go ahead, ask it. Make up some words.
Oh. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
Hey.
You never stop.
You never stop.
You never stop working.